The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Herbert, Executive Chairman of Atlantic Lithium, ALL, ticker there. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure to join you, Justin.
Yeah, and normally you'd be coming out with exploration and drill results, and we're going through that and saying, and we'll do that as well because they're good results. But it's slightly been overshadowed by the news you released yesterday about a statement, media speculation. So we'll delve into that. But as always, Neil, just quickly summarise for people not familiar. Atlantic Lithium, what are you up to? What are you doing?
We are developing the Ewoyaa project in Ghana. So this is a low capex, low opex project, a very attractive project, which we intend to take production the year after next.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, so this is a statement regarding media speculation. This is from Ghana's Minister for Lands and Natural Resources. And they've said something, and you say, basically, remain confident the grant of mining license, mining lease will continue as is. And the problem is, I suppose, is because everything is a bit vague here and you don't know what's going on. So people start to worry and they almost, some people will sell the shares and worry later and then actually not read into any of it. What's your thought? I know you can't say a lot. You're probably going for more meetings. You've had meetings. Like you say, you're in regular discussions with the Ghana Minerals Commission. But what's your thoughts? For shareholders holding now, worrying a bit, what's your thoughts?
I think the starting point is it's a very robust project, Justin, in terms of its financials. And, obviously we would rather governments didn't change tax rates, but I'm sure everybody in the UK is familiar with governments changing tax rates and tax rules. As long as it's within reason, all these things work out. And everything that I've discussed so far with the government leads me to believe that they will come to a reasoned outcome. And one has to remember that the mining industry is a very significant contributor to the economy of Ghana. It's very important to them that they don't discourage future investment. So in the conversations I've had with them, that's clearly weighed upon them in the way they're approaching this. And what they want to do is, encourage more people to come to the country, but also derive as much benefit as they can to the Ghanaian people, which is a very understandable sentiment. And so they talked about changing tax rates. They talked about how they might develop downstream activities. And all this is very well. And everything they talked about so far, I think, is very manageable from our side. Mm-hmm. But I think the key one here is obviously that they stay on track in terms of delivering licensing. And I think that's the most encouraging thing out of this is that, what I've seen in my many years of working in Africa is sometimes governments sort of get lost and actually delay the development of their projects. And of course, mineral prices go up, mineral prices go down, people's interest in development increases and decreases with those prices. So I think the one thing that is very wise about Ghana is that they're very keen to see that this project gets to production on time. And I think I said in the last time that we spoke that my expectation is that they would be granting the ML by the end of this quarter. And at this moment in time, I have no reason to believe otherwise. I was packing up anyway because I was going down to country because we have a big session with our partners, our American partners in country this weekend.
Yeah. Well, like you said there, that's nothing new, the government trying to get a bit more money out of industry. And that happens all the time. But like I said, with all governments, they have to understand if that industry is providing a lot of jobs, a lot of money anyway, then they don't want to impede or inhibit future investments. So it's a very fine line, isn't it? But I suppose it's the vagueness of the statements what got people worried, I suppose, isn't it? You know.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at it, it's that they say they're changing policy, but really providing sufficient specifics so people start to worry that it might be extreme. And we've seen other companies, I think Leo Lithium is a case that's operating in Mali, received a communication from the government suggesting a substantial change in the regime in which they would be mining. And so they've been suspended from the ASX for a number of weeks. I guess the good news is, what I see in Ghana is that they are very aware that they don't want to upset the apple cart here and damage an industry which is very important to the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go on some positive news, which is in a lot more detail, and that's your resource and exploration drilling results. Take us through where this is happening and what's the results here, Neil.
Absolutely. So we've been doing a major program. So it's 18,500 meters of drilling. And we've got the results from the first 5,500 meters. And again, I mean, what I love about this project is every time we announce results, more good intersects and very consistent. You know, we see 23 meters at 1 3/4, 14 meters at 1%, 9 meters at 1.5%. You know, these are very good numbers. So very, very consistent in terms of this sort of 1 1/4 averaging and good intersections which you can mine. Obviously, this is part of a wider program. Here, we're looking to increase the certainty so that we have some flexibility in our mine plan going forward. But also, we're going on to look at the exploration side because we've worked on only a small quarter of the property overall. So we continue to do work and we continue to deliver good results, which I think is very encouraging for the future. But the main focus here is getting the mine to production. Absolutely. Yeah. The opportunity here is to be in production the year after next.
Yeah. And so far, just coming up to a third of the drilling program so far, is that right?
Absolutely. So there'll be more results coming out as the year goes on. And indeed, in parallel to these results coming in from the drilling, we'll be showing development towards taking into production. So there should be lots of good news coming out for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. Okay, well, if you could then, Neil, if someone's listened to this and has seen this dip in the share price because there's uncertainty, and you think, there's an opportunity here, maybe, for some people who are deeply researched, give them three reasons why they should start following your story and doing some research, please, if you could.
Surely. So the first one is, I mean, if people are doing research, there is, fortunately, actually, I think a good number of brokers who now cover the stock, obviously Canaccord, Liberum currently cover, but also we've recently added further, so Macquarie now covers. So I think they did a very good summary on the situation today, so it's out there for people to get hold of. And indeed, Wilsons in Australia also began coverage, also a very good lithium analyst runs that, so definitely worth reading. And we expect to see one or two more brokers. And so when you see the brokers coming forward in this way, that they're actually seeing a project of substance, and so the more coverage they get, the better, and people can see those opinions and people have done research on the company, I think it's very helpful. Mm-hmm. Secondly, it remains a very robust project economically. And finally, we expect this to go to production the year after next.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Thanks for that, Neil, and hope you have a good trip, and hopefully we'll discuss some more news when you come back. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Save big money on everything for your projects now at Menards. Plastic lattice panels are durable, low maintenance, and are easy to install. They're a great accent for deck skirting, garden trellises, and creating privacy walls. We stock a huge variety of colors and sizes to fit your project. Save big on lattice at Menards.
Minards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.